This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Show at the door Friday.
You're listening to 90.7 FM KBOO in Portland. My name's Natalie Marie, and welcome to Out Loud. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. The heat wave continues, obviously, here in Portland. So does Pride Fever. We've got a number of events coming up, and we're going to be talking to a few of the organizers and people that have a part in what's going on this weekend and the following weekend with Vancouver Pride and Latino Gay Pride. But first, some announcements. So, first announcement of the day. As I said, Vancouver, Washington is having their Pride event this Saturday, which is July 13th. It's the 19th annual Saturday in the Park event, and we'll be getting into that a little bit more later in the hour with Mikey Ford here in the studio. We'll be talking to them about the different events that are going on and what's going to be happening this Saturday. Also, Latino Gay Pride is going to be happening the following week, so July 20th. That's here, Portland's Gay Latino Gay Pride. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have some more information. We'll be talking with Joaquin Lopez in just a moment after we hear a track from one of the bands that's also going to be featured there. Also going on this week, PDX Femmes Unite is hosting a picnic and splash pad event at the Woodlawn City Park on Northeast 13th and Deakum. That's tomorrow night from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. So get out there and beat the heat with PDX Femmes of all genders. And let's see, Thursday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., the annual Q Fest 13 at the Q Center. Pride Professional Alliance is co-hosting this annual family-friendly event at the Q Center. There'll be food, drinks, games, a beer garden, and more. What more could you want? A beer garden and games. but yeah, that's Thursday from 5 to 9. Also, Thursday evening from 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. at Mississippi Studios, the Accidental Bear and Queer Music Summer Benefit Concert Series, benefiting social programs and mental health programs for queers in the Northwest Benefit Concert Tour will be kicking off. That's at Mississippi Studios and will be from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Information is available online at AB Queer Music Benefit on Facebook or at accidentalbear.com. Let's see. Lastly, Friday will be the quarterly Dirty Queer event. They've moved to quarterly events now. So this Friday is Dirty Queer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., 18 and older, of course. And that's July 12th. They'll be doing a Q&A on the Hanky Code, plus door prizes from Pervert the Cirque. There'll be more information about that later in the show. And we'll also do a little segment that we've recorded talking to people in the audience Dirty Queer functions and seeing what it means to them and what is Dirty Queer to them. So we'll get to hear a little bit more about that from folks later on in the show. But for now, sit back and listen to this track by Joaquin Lopez entitled Ella. And when we get back, we'll be talking with Joaquin a little bit about Portland Latino Gay Pride.
Ella durante el día se peina, de colores ella se viste, satisfecha lo que es normal. Ella muere un poco cada día cuando intenta ser esa esposa de un amor tradicional. Ella, cansada de ser de una de ellas, quien vive observando a aquellas, las que necesitan la voluntad. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones. Enamoró de ella como un caballo bajo la luna. Ella duerme con las moscas. Ella quiere comer de ella, saborear ella misma una fruta, la matriz de un amor semenal. Ella protegida con la sombra de la luna cuando el hombre sol se duerme. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones. La gran cañón. Ella respira el aire hecho de estrellas en un mundo lleno toda de telas, de colores infantiles. Ella enredada en ese nudo, queda sangre cuando el sudor completa la libertad. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Y baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones.
That was the track Ella by Joaquin Lopez. Joaquin Lopez is going to be one of the performers at Portland Latino Gay Pride this year, and we have Joaquin on the line. So we're going to go ahead and talk with Joaquin for just a moment. Before I do that, though, let me back announce really quick. Anybody who was curious about the AB Queer Music Fest benefit. It's the accidentalbear.com Queer Music Summer Tour. The dates and venues have been announced, and they'll be hitting the road in July with Logan Lynn, Big Dipper, Conquistador, Ricochet, and Darling Gunsell. And they're going to be getting really weird up in your city, they say, starting 7-Eleven at Mississippi Studios. So that was the information about that at Mississippi Studios, and it's $15 general admission at the door. But now we're going to switch gears and go over to talk with Joaquin, who I believe is on the line. Are you there, Joaquin?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. I love Out Loud.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, you know, and I'm really happy to get you on here in time so that we've got some time to get people aware of what's going on next weekend for Portland Latino Gay Pride. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's happening, what's going to be going on. You're going to be performing there. Is that correct?
That's correct. Latino Gay Pride is going to happen July 20th and July 21st. And this year we've got three events that we're celebrating. We're celebrating the kickoff event, which is called Voz Alta Amor Amor. And it starts at the Q Center at 7 o'clock. And it's an evening of music, poetry, community. La Bonita is going to be given lots of food, and it's going to be a really great night. Last year we held this night at Q Center, and it was really successful. And then we've got our signature Latino Gay Pride Festival that's at the Jupiter Hotel Sunday the 21st from 5 to 9 o'clock. And then we have a dance party, of course. We have to have a dance party, right?
Right. It wouldn't be a pride without one.
Exactly. We have a dance party at Amber's. We're taking over their Latino night, and we've got some go-go dancer boys and girls. So I think it's going to be a really, really fun series of events culminating in a really fun dance night.
Awesome. So fun-packed weekend. You said starting July 20th?
20th.
That's when Voz Alta is?
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead.
Yes. Well, curiously, in Spanish, Voz Alta means out loud.
Right.
And it never dawned on me until one day I was thinking about out loud, and I was thinking, wow, Voz Alta is out loud.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I was going to say, well, for some of our non-Spanish speaking listeners, could you please tell them what Voz Alta means?
Yeah, so you know, it's just real simply, Voz Alta means literally means out loud. And I came on board with Latino Gay Pride in 2009. And when I came on board, I wanted to offer something that was cultural and reflective of the community. And so I offered to do an evening of music and poetry. And we did it at the Miracle Theater. In fact, one of the artistic directors there, Daniel Malan, helped me. And what we did was an evening featuring poets, Latin American poets, and we scored actors who were performing their words, their poems, with music, with folkloric music. And it was a fun time. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed myself. And so we wanted to do it the next year. And so then every year thereafter, it's changed theme. So last year, Voz Alta was Noche Bohemia. The year before, it was Amor Indocumentado, which translates into undocumented love. Mm. And this year, it's Amor, Amor. And love. And it's featuring stories about love. And I'm really excited about it. So part of Voz Alta is going into the community. I go into the community and I interview people. And I listen to them. I write down their story. And then I take their story and I rewrite it in a poetic narrative that is then performed by actors on stage and orchestrated by us musicians. So it's a really fantabulous night because you hear stories of people we know that we've met that are in this community. You know, mm-hmm. they're not poems and stories from a book, you know, who we may not know the author or who we're talking about. And so it's really unique that way. And I'm really, really glad that we're doing it. So that is Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. It's all ages, actually. It's all ages. And tickets are available at Brown Paper Tickets, or you can go to Latino Gay Pride and get some more information about our tickets there.
Wonderful. And how much are they? About It's looks like $10 online, something like that.
Yes, exactly.
Cool. That's
exactly
very affordable too. And you said it's going to be at the Q Center this year too. And it was
Q Center last year. The Q Center has become a wonderful partner with Latino Gay Pride, and I really enjoyed producing the event at Q Center. I produced it at Miracle Theater. I produced it at the Little Church out on Alberta Street. And the Q Center was just a really beautiful fit. It's an open space. It's wonderful for an event planner to go in and just do something to that space, whatever they want, you know, and go creative. I really enjoyed it. And working with the whole staff there has just been really easy, really.
Yeah, it's definitely got the event space there. It's just curious about the choice of venue for this year. But you said you've worked with them in the past, too. So it sounds like you've had success working at the Q Center. Plus, they have a stage there. So I imagine it fits really well with the
They have a stage the there. They have a piano. Last year, we used the piano. We won't be using it this year. But they have a piano. They also have projection, the ability to project. Last year, we projected a small film. This year, we won't be doing anything like that. And they also have a lot of little rooms. And so in one room, we'll hold the lounge. Another room will just be a social area. And, of course, we've got the big auditorium where we'll have food that people can nibble on, and it's cool. I love the space. Q Center really rocks. It's been really good working with Q Center.
Great, yeah. I'm glad that seems to work out. The partnership there, and for anyone listening, that's the Q Center at 4115 North Mississippi Avenue, there in North Portland. So Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. will be Voz Alta Amor Amor, which will be show that expresses the beauty and romance of love, the vulnerability and cultural contrasts, I think, of being Latino in America. Can you tell me a little bit, Joaquin, about some of the performers that are going to be doing some of these?
Yeah, so we've got some Miracle Theater veterans, good friends of mine, Nuri Serrera and Sofia May Kushim. They'll be performing the narratives. Nuri's will be performing, actually, a narrative about a date that I once went on at the Grotto here off of 86 in Sandy. It's hilarious. So that's one story. Sofia May Kushim, she's going to be performing the story of Margarita Rivas, and she's a friend that lives right across my work. I work at La Bonita, the North location in North Portland, and she's a good friend of mine, and she's got a really incredible story. And we sat down one day, and I wrote it down, and I can't wait to share it. Her name is Margarita Rivas. And the other gentleman is, his name is Jaime Limon Guzman, and he is from Oregon Dream Activist. And he was at the forefront of tuition equity this year that passed, and really a strong supporter of undocumented rights, and an incredible, incredible, incredible and inspiring human being. I'll be performing his story. So we've got some really, really awesome, incredible stories lined up that I'm really proud to be able to share with the whole community.
Yeah,
it sounds... what's really cool, too, is that Jaime is not gay. He's an ally. And part of Voz Alta for me is bridging communities. So when I asked him to do it, he was hesitant because it's like, you know, well, I'm not gay. You know, this needs to be, you know, you should be celebrating the stories of gay folk and X and Y. And I thought, you know what, that's true. But what's also true is that we all have one story. We're all universal at the same time. And we need to bridge communities. And so we have a lot of people coming to support Jaime, who are going to come to Voz Alta for the very first time and be exposed to Portland Latino Gay Pride for the very first time. And for Latino culture, that's really big, you know, because gay, anything in Latino culture sometimes tends to be a little taboo. So I'm really proud of our stories this year.
That's true. And I'm very happy, and I'm glad that kind of outreach is being made possible this year, too. So once again, Voz Alta Amor Amor, Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. at the Q Center for everyone. And then also the festival at the Jupiter Hotel will be Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
From 5 to 9. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's a signature event. You know, the Jupiter Hotel has been such a wonderful partner all of the years that Latino Gay Pride has existed. And we had Latino Gay Pride last year at Pure Space in the Pearl, and then the year before that we had it the East Esplanade. And now this year we are returning to where it started at the Jupiter Hotel. Al Munguia at the Jupiter Hotel has just been a strong supporter of Latino Gay Pride, and everyone at the Jupiter has just been so welcoming and accommodating with making that night work there. So we're really proud to, in a way, you can say, return home.
Right.
And
come full circle.
Come full circle at the Jupiter Hotel. You know, this is our eighth year of Portland Latino Gay Pride, and it's really grown. So it's we're really proud to be back at that Jupiter Hotel space because it's really familiar to us, and that's a really good feeling. And there, at the what's really awesome is at the Jupiter Hotel, we've got Myowell Catering, who do delicious, yummy food, and they're going to be serving food up there. Of course, we've got a lot of sponsoring community exhibit areas and some special performances by a real, they're called a real style samba band. They play samba music. They're really energetic and fun. We're going to have our traditional ballet folklorico, and that's the traditional Mexican folkloric dances that are very typical from Mexico. And of course, Latino Gay Pride would not be complete without Misha Peru, so she's going to make an appearance.
Wonderful. Good.
Yeah. And the whole evening is going to be emceed by La Voz del Max, Mr. Enrique Andrade. So we're really looking forward to it.
Wonderful.
That's at the Jupiter Hotel. Starts at 4 o'clock, 4 to 9 o'clock.
And let's not forget, you'll be there as well.
I will be there. And I will be serenading you all with boleros and rancheras.
Y rancheras. Oh, wonderful. Yes. Well, viva la vida, Joaquin. I will look forward to seeing you there at the Jupiter Hotel. And then, of course, the Embers Nightclub Viva La Vida dance party at 9 p.m., right?
Yes, because I definitely want you to buy me a drink.
Oh, we'll do that. I'll come down. We'll do that. Then you'll have to, no commentary from my sound engineer, please. Thank you. I'm glad the audience didn't hear that one. Anyway, thank you very much, Joaquin, for coming on the show and talking to me. And I hope to see you next weekend at the Jupiter Hotel, probably Q Center too. And then, of course, I'll buy you a drink, but you'll owe me a dance.
Okay.
So, thanks again for coming on the show, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah. Well, also, just I want to let our listeners know, this is kind of just a primer, because I think that Joaquin and probably some others will probably be on the show again next week, just to kind of boost it up a little bit more, get everybody ready right before the event. So, thanks again, Joaquin.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So don't forget, folks, Voz Alta, Amor Amor, Saturday, July 20th at 7 p.m. That's not this weekend. That's the weekend after next at 7 p.m. at the Q Center. So music, poetry, and then, of course, Jupiter Hotel, and then taking over Embers, which it needs to be taken over and have something fun going on there, in my opinion. But this weekend, we've got some more Pride events coming up, and that is going to be just right across the river in Vancouver for their 19th annual, I believe, 19th annual Vancouver Pride event. And we're going to actually listen to a track called Running on Empty by the artist There She Goes, I believe. Give me one second. Yeah, There She Goes. Running on Empty is going to be the track. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking with Mikey Ford, one of the organizers for Vancouver Gay Pride. So sit back for a second, listen to this cool track, and we'll come back and talk to Mikey about Vancouver.
As I open my eyes, I see a better day. What it is.
my head down at night, I listen to the sound. What it is, what it is, what it is. Songs on my troubles never mind me. Now I'm on the ground, ground, ground in the empty. Only times my faith disappears, I feel so safe being here. What it is, what it is, what it is.
That was Running on Empty by There She Goes, and it just goes and goes. it seems like that, I think that track has about 2 seconds left where it runs a little loop. So that's the only thing you missed, I promise. But There She Goes, be performing this weekend at the Vancouver Pride event. But before I get too much into that, I'm going to introduce my guest in the studio tonight, Mikey Ford. Welcome to Out Loud.
Thanks, Natalie.
And Mikey, you are one of the organizers for Vancouver Pride this weekend. And I wanted to bring you on because, of course, this is happening this Saturday, and want people to get all the information they need to know so they can, either if they're in Portland, head across the river, if they're in Vancouver listening, get ready and get out there. So tell us a little bit about, Vancouver Pride this year. What's the theme, first off?
The theme this year is Change Happens, happened, actually. And it's based on the fact that we just got marriage equality in Washington State, and
Yay.
We're so excited. Last year's theme was Gateway to Equality, so this year we figured Change Happened, and we are actually encouraging folks to go ahead and come out to Vancouver Pride Saturday in the park this Saturday and actually get married there if they'd like in front of everybody. If they want to do that, they're going to have to go get their marriage licenses tomorrow because there is a 3-day waiting period after they file. So head on up to the Clark County Courthouse. If you want to get married on Saturday, get your certificate tomorrow and we'll see you on Saturday. We'll have officiants of various denominations there to wed anybody that would like, aside from all the fabulous entertainment, vendor booths, and beer garden.
Wouldn't be complete without.
Yeah.
No, awesome, wonderful. That's a great idea, you know. But yeah, so they've got 3 days, so they need to get down tomorrow if you want to get married at Pride. And what, you know, greater way to spend your Pride weekend, you know, in Vancouver.
We're excited.
Yeah, exercising your rights for one.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so let's start with the order of the day. There's a lot going on.
Absolutely.
Okay, Saturday. And it starts early. So I believe the first thing in the morning, there's going to be, what's Lyle's Miles? And what is the Lyle's Miles Awards? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Lyle's Miles is Vancouver's annual AIDS walk run. Lyle is a 79-year-old gentleman who wins the race every year. You can't win the race or you're disqualified.
Oh, no.
So there are awards at the end for the best disqualified runner and fastest, various awards. But Lyle's Miles is a partner of Saturday in the Park, and we joined last year for the I think it was the first time last year where we had the events combined, and it's been working out really well. They raise money for Global Partners, which does a lot of HIV/AIDS research in Africa, as well as contributes money to Martha's Pantry, which is our local HIV/AIDS food bank in Vancouver.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Wonderful. Okay, that sounds perfect. That sounds like the perfect sort of race for me because I never win.
Yeah.
I'm not very fast, unless I'm chasing Latino boys through the bar, apparently. But we could talk to Rebecca about that later. So that starts off, kicks off at 10 a.m., the 5K walk and run, and then trophies and raffle. And then Saturday in the Park begins around...
At 11 a.m.
11 a.m. Great. Okay. And how are we going to start this? What kicks it off?
We do have a national anthem singing, a color guard, with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we're going to have a much larger, or with no more Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we're going to have a much larger color guard this year in uniforms. Actually, even some Boy Scouts as well, considering they have also dropped their ban on LGBT members. And we kick off with also some of our local officials. We're hoping to get the mayor there, one of our local LGBT state representatives, Jim Mueller, just local officials. Rita, letter from the governor proclaiming Saturday, July 13th, Saturday in the Park Day, or Vancouver Pride Day in Vancouver.
Awesome.
And then move on to the entertainment.
Awesome. Yeah. Looks like you're going to have the mayor there, probably local officials in the sheriff's department too.
So, yes.
Cool. Lots of announcements and guest speakers happening. And then it looks like on the schedule, there's a dance break, which of course you need to start off the day right with a dance. After you're tired from walking though, I don't know. But it's as you said, a losing race. So I'm going to save most of my energy for the dancing. and then we'll probably hear from some of the bands that we're going to hear tonight, actually. There She Goes.
Yes.
It's probably slated to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then some bands and then a dance break. What else? What else do we got going on there? There's some booths.
We've got, so far we've got about 40 vendor booths, and we're still accepting vendor applications up through the opening of the park. Up at 10:30 is the last vendors we'll be allowing into the park, but... we have the Beer Garden hosted by Tiger Lily, which is Vancouver's new LGBT gay restaurant and bar. And so they'll be hosting the Beer Garden from 11 to 5. We've got some fantastic performers from Portland coming up. Bolivia Carmichael's, Poison Waters. And we also have... North Nex Entertainment, a local band from Vancouver. The Vancouver Gay Prides are going to perform, as well as the Imperial Sovereign Court of the Raintree Empire, which is like the court up in Vancouver.
Court.
And
lots of familiar faces.
Yes, absolutely. It is a very family-friendly event. It's completely free of charge. We've got some fantastic sponsors, including New Seasons, who's going to have a fantastic booth up there. Nautilus will be setting up a booth up there. as well as Cascade AIDS Project will be doing some HIV AIDS testing there at the park as well. So
wonderful. Awesome. Sounds like a lot of stuff going on early on in the day, too.
Absolutely.
And I noticed there's lots of dance breaks in there, too. So
absolutely.
That's good. That's good.
The kids love to dance.
Of course. Everybody. Yeah, you should. You should love to dance. It's not my party unless we're dancing.
Yes.
So, with that in mind, let's listen to another track from one of the performers or groups that's going to be there. And I think this one is, and I'm not sure where or when they're going to be playing, but this is CJ Mickens, who was winner of Portland Idol Season 3, also cast on American Idol Season 2, and three-time gold medalist for vocal performance for the NAACP. Also the host of Sunday Night Soul at the former Hamburger Mary's Hangout. So the track we're going to listen to is Find a Way by CJ Mickens, and after that track we'll come back and talk with Mikey Ford a little bit more about what's going to be happening closer towards the end of the day and on Saturday, and we'll get back to that. So but for now, sit back and enjoy Find a Way.
Starting all over again, I'm trying to find where I want to go. I'm sick and tired of playing pretend, gotta find a way to reach the end. I can feel my heart keeping in, never wanted anything more than what my life has in store. I gotta find an open door. So I'm holding out, lost without self.
That was CJ Mickens, who is going to be performing at Vancouver Pride this weekend. And the track was Find a Way. But we're back here now in the studio talking with Mikey about this weekend, about Saturday. Tell me a little bit more, Mikey, about what else is going to be happening throughout the afternoon. Saturday of Pride, it looks like there's going to be some more speakers and awards.
Yes, we have a gay candidate for city commissioner that's going to be speaking, Ty Stober. We're really rooting for him, and he's going to come out and talk a little bit about his campaign and what he wants to do for the city of Vancouver. We are really excited about him. And then finish the afternoon off with some great entertainment in the park.
You said there's going to be some more performers. We talked about There She Goes, who you said you know personally. When we were in the break, you were talking about them, a little bit about them.
Correct, yeah. We've had them play several years at Saturday in the Park, and they're fantastic group, and they always come out and do a fantastic show.
Awesome. I love the track that we played too. And you say you think they're from Portland, or
I believe they are very local. Yeah,
local artists. Cool. So people should definitely check that out and support them. Also the Gay Prides.
Yes, okay. The Vancouver Gay Prides, and are going to do a little performance, as well as some of the court members from the ISCRE. And then we also have a Vancouver band, North Necks Entertainment, is going to be performing towards the end of the afternoon.
Okay, cool. And then Rad Productions?
Rad Productions is a Salem performance group that's coming up, and we've had them a couple times, and they do some fantastic numbers as well.
Cool.
Right on. Very entertaining.
Okay. And then you did say that you're still accepting applications for vendors? Booths?
Correct.
Okay. How do people get, do you have the information on how people can get?
Yeah, they can.
In touch with that? Okay.
They can download vendor applications at www.sitppride.info.
Okay.
And there are applications there. They are $100 after June 1st, and I believe the day of, if you show up with an application, it's $125 for a vendor booth. Okay. But well worth it. We've got lots of space available, and we're looking forward to anybody who wants to come out and show us what they got and show the community what they want.
Yeah, and show their pride.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, so there's still time. Opportunities for people to get up there and get your booths set up and get out there for Saturday. Also, there's going to be some more events going on. What is open to Maria's discretion? Is Maria the MC?
Yeah, Maria Peters Lake from Portland. She is our entertainment director, and so she's going to fill in some spaces with whatever she thinks. She's going to entertain as well, I'm sure.
There could be some on-the-fly.
Absolutely.
On-the-fly fun happening. Cool. Right after that. Okay. And then North Next Entertainment, of course, you said. You also mentioned that there would be some stuff going on after Pride. So
yes.
After the Saturday in the Park, anyway.
Correct.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Saturday in the Park happens at Esther Short Park, downtown Vancouver. And directly following that, at 5, door at 5, show at 7, is the Vancouver Gay Pageant, which they will elect the new Mr., Miss, and Ms. Gay Vancouver. And and that's at the Fraternal Order of the Eagles Lodge on 107 East 7th Street, downtown Vancouver, just a couple blocks away from Esther Short Park.
Okay.
And then directly following that, up at the Tiger Lily on 12th and Washington, we're having the Diva Lily Show, hosted by Portland's very own Jersey Joe Cities. And that's always a fantastic drag show. And
What time is that at?
That starts at 9:30.
At 9:30 at Tiger Lily?
Uh-huh.
What's the address for Tiger Lily so people can
It is 1109 Washington Street.
1109 Washington Street. That's the Diva Show nobody wants to miss at the Tiger Lily. 9:30. Okay, and then, of course, Esther Short Park is where Saturday in the Park is, and that's on West Columbia?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. So there you go, people. Vancouver Pride this weekend. Don't miss it. There's lots of events, lots of amazing things going on, and lots of great ways to get out there and show your pride. Vendors, you still have time to get in and get a booth set up, to get out there and show your wares, you know, and show your pride and get in touch with people, reach out to people and make as many connections as you can or as you would like. Also, the 5K walk run. A special time for those who would like to commemorate this would be it's a great opportunity. Go out and get married at Pride. Get married at Vancouver Pride. You know, and as we said earlier, you got to get in your marriage registration by tomorrow. So get on that for everybody. Anything else you want to mention about Saturday in the park, Mikey, or how people can get in touch, or if they need more information, who to contact?
The easiest way to contact us is info@sitppride.info. And we also we'll be there all morning. We'll be there at 7:30 in the morning at the park if anybody wants to come help volunteer as well.
Always need volunteers.
Absolutely. There's a lot of work to be done, and it's done by just a few folks. So we always appreciate anybody that's willing to come out and help get us set up and help direct vendors and do all sorts of crazy things to make sure it happens.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a real local community, family-friendly event, so I hope everybody comes out. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. It sounds like it's going to be. Thank you. And so don't forget, everybody, this Saturday, cross the river if you're in Portland, Vancouver, get out and show your pride. Vancouver Pride this Saturday. Thanks again, Mikey, for coming on the show and for talking with us and giving us all the information. I appreciate it and look forward to getting out there and seeing you this Saturday.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you. So next up, I'm going to kind of switch gears here a little bit. For those of you don't know, or those of you who do know, Dirty Queer is the X-rated open mic that happens, I think it's quarterly now, second Fridays of the month in January, April, July, and October at, in other words, bookstore, the feminist bookstore on Killingsworth. And they're going to be doing their quarterly event this Friday. So I wanted to just make the announcement for folks. It's definitely a big thing. And we've had Saucity on the show before talk about Dirty Queer. And people come on and talk about their stories. So just wanted to make the announcement that that is also happening this Friday. And play a little bit of some recorded content that we have talking with folks who have attended Dirty Queer in the past and what it is to them and what that means to them. So with that, I'm going to go to some pre-recorded content that we have, and we're going to hear a little bit more about Dirty Queer, which again is happening this Friday from 6:30 to 8:30. So ton of events going on, Dirty Queer, Washington Pride, Vancouver Washington Pride, plenty of opportunities for people to get out and get involved. Tons of stuff happening throughout the week, as I already mentioned. For more announcements, look online, go to outloud.com. I'll go ahead and upload all the announcements and stuff that I've talked about today, or check out our Facebook page. But for right now, we're going to listen to some folks talking about Dirty Queer.
Next, we'll hear from Dirty Queers themselves. We asked some folks in the audience, what did Dirty Queer mean to them, as well as what were their favorite parts of Dirty Queer? Here's what the audience had to say.
Hi, I was here the first day, and I'm pretty excited to be here. One of the things that I read was called Endless Possibilities. And that's what I've seen here, just possibilities endless. It's sexy, it's sultry, it's hot, it's tangy, it's luscious, it's wet, it's everything. I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Well, when I first heard about Dirty Queer, I was like very intimidated because, you know, I don't look all that queer, but I am. And then also very excited because, like, X-rated queer open mic, I'm an X-rated queer. So I came here sort of expecting it to be, like, people sort of pretentious, but it turned out that everybody here the entire time has been so accepting and so awesome, and because of Dirty Queer, it has completely been the kickoff to me, like, actually writing more and doing spoken word events and creating my own book, and just all the support of all the people here has made me realize, like, how possible it is to actually be a writer who gets paid and, like, performs and does things. It's a very supportive and awesome group, and I seriously have never been to a better open mic in my entire life, and I've been going to open mics for probably like 13 years. I love it. Also, I really do feel like there's not enough, like, sex positive groups of people in general in our entire world, and the queer community is really lucky because since we already have a reason to talk about sex, we do have a lot of sex positive stuff going on, but, you know, having something like this, I think because it's at a feminist bookstore, a lot of hetero people and people of all kinds come here and feel more comfortable having discussions about sex, which leads to, you know, intersexual revolutions. I think it's wonderful. I love it.
I just think every time I come here, I'm totally stunned that there's hundreds of people in a room who are reading and performing dirty queer things, and that we're all celebrating that, and there's such a need for that. And just, yeah, amazing to be present and part of that. So
thank you.
Dirty Queer is the best, makes me feel part of the community, and I love it because I feel that everything is represented, and it makes me feel proud that I'm a gay person here in Oregon, in Portland.
Dirty Queer is a great sense of community, and I'm here because there's always a lot of really fly ladies.
You can't get
and
any more
good entertainment.
Okay, well, this is the first time that I came to Dirty Queer. I'm a first timer. It's very welcoming. There's a lot of lubrication. It's good. I like it. I like the space. I like the energy. It's very welcoming, very open. You feel like you can pretty much just be yourself and open up yourself to everybody here, and they'll take you as you are. And that's a nice place.
Wonderful. Thank you.
I love Dirty Queer because it's a place to celebrate our sexuality and not in a conventional sort of way. There's BDSM and kink and transgender things and people just really stepping up and owning their own version of sexuality. We get to support one of the last women's bookstores in the country while we do it, and we get to be in community, and it makes me laugh, and it makes me well, and that's awesome.
What does Dirty Queer mean to me? This event is about people expressing their personality, their desires, their humanity, and having an audience that accepts it. It's really heartening to me to see so many people being open with who they are and how they feel about their attraction to other people and what makes them feel good.
I come here, I guess, just for a release from the everyday cares of life, you know, just to do something and get out and have a place where it's not just humor, but it's an unusual kind of humor. And Dirty Queer, I guess the name says it all. It's a great time. It's a great place to just get out and have some fun.
I come to Dirty Queer because I'm kind of a prude and a little bit, like, nervous about sexual things. And I come here and it's like a release. And even though when I listen to things, I get really embarrassed, I think it's good for me to grow in that sexual aspect and be able to listen to other people express themselves, which helps me express myself. Maybe not necessarily publicly, but maybe in like a romantic sense, just opens up the whole sexual experience and being able to express yourself.
For me, Dirty Queer means sex without the fear of pregnancy, sometimes.
I take the time to come down to Dirty Queer to be inundated in not only the wonderful spoken word that you don't get on a daily basis, the pervertedness that you get to indulge in your own, and the beautiful queer people that are all around and allowed to celebrate being who they are and not questioned and appreciated, and everyone's presence is expected and just wondered about, like, wonderful experience just comes out of that. I really enjoyed coming on stage and just kind of doing improv stand-up of crazy things that have happened to me, generally in the bedroom. It's just nice to be able to come to a place where people's creativity can be honored and appreciated, and people's sex positivity can be celebrated. That's how I feel about it.
Where do you travel from?
Olympia, Washington. That's like a 2-hour drive to get dirty with some queers. But I do it. I think my favorite part of Dirty Queer is when it's dead silent in here and all of a sudden whomever is on stage says something absolutely just titillating to me personally, and I let out some noise like a oh or a, oh hell yeah, and no one else is saying anything. This happened on a couple of occasions, but then everyone breaks out in smiles and laughter because they were thinking the same thing. They just may not be as vocal as some of us. I think that's my favorite.
I came to Dirty Queer today because my former boss sent me a text message saying there are 300 hot gender queers all in a room, and I had to come witness it. So here I am witnessing. I actually enjoy the involvement a lot of Door. I like seeing the queer deaf community accessing a space that other queer non-deaf people access as well. Dirty Queer, it's dirty, it's queer.
Okay, so tonight, Dirty Queer means to me that I have a reason to roll out of bed. And my reward for that is seeing all my hot queer community friends and hearing some really dirty, exciting poetry. And I think my favorite part is seeing people that I've never seen before, surprisingly, because I feel like Portland is so small that I feel like I know everybody already. And seeing people that I've never seen before read things that are really meaningful to them and just kind of like glimpsing who they are in the world, even though I don't know who they are.
Dirty Queer is an opportunity to express yourself uninhibitedly and sexually and queerly, and that's exactly what people need to do. My favorite part is checking out all the hot dykes and also, you know, listening to what people have to say. People are sharing their souls.
What does Dirty Queer mean to you?
Well, Dirty Queer is a very special place. It's like church because I work in a public elementary school, so I must disguise my voice, haha. And this is a place where I can feel totally accepted. I can be who I am. I can say what I want to say. The thoughts that are in my head during the day can come out here. I don't have to hide anything. It's just amazing. Once a month, I can totally just be me and be around other people who feel the same way and be as dirty and as queer as I want to be. Looking like this. I know you can't see me, but I look very conservative tonight. And it feels really good to be a dirty queer in my cable knit sweater.
So I'm a transplant from Philadelphia, and in Pennsylvania, I was one of the founding members of a poetry group that championed poetry for the entire National Month of Poetry, April. And when I moved out to Portland, I was really, really excited to find a new writing community. And you can imagine that I was overjoyed when I got to have the intersection of my queer community and my writing community all in one dirty good night every month. It's like a standing date with all of Portland that I love, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. It's so much fun. I almost fall myself every time because it's so funny, and it's hot, and it's not just the bodies close together. It's a really great night, and it means the world to me that this is part of keeping Portland weird and keeping Portland queer. It's fantastic.
The event is not called Dirty Gay. The event is not called Dirty Straight. The event is not called Dirty Bisexual, Dirty Pansexual. No, no, no. The event is called Dirty Queer. Now, queer encompasses so much more than sexuality, as we all know. It encompasses gender. You know, trans people and gender nonconforming folks don't fit in to those specific categories of straight, bi, gay, because for that, you have to be one gender and like either the same or the other gender, but there's so many more genders than that. And Dirty Queer is the only place for people of different bodies and different genders and different sexualities and different crazy combinations of all of those things to come together and to share and celebrate the sexiness of their bodies and their sex. When that sex is not celebrated anywhere else, either in the media, popular culture, and even in our own gay town magazine in our own town. It's the only place that sexuality and that difference all in one package is celebrated. And that's why I love Dirty Queer. I love, love, love it when there's dirty songs, when people bring up guitars or instruments and do dirty songs. I also love that moment where everybody is so into a story that the room is completely silent. Not a chair is squeaking, not a jacket rustling. Everybody is on the edge of their feet. They're so turned on or in such suspense or in such awe of the amazing performers up there that, like, there are no words. It's my favorite part.
There you have it, folks, right from the Dirty Queer's mouths themselves. Dirty Queer this weekend, Friday, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Get out there to In Other Words Bookstore and check it out. Dirty Queer for everyone. That's going to wrap up the show for tonight. I just want to do a shout out real quick. If you're interested in getting in touch with us, hit us up at our email, outloudradio@gmail.com, or check us out on Facebook at Outloud Radio. We always need volunteers. Whenever I'm out here in the community talking to people, or I'm at Pride, or I'm at whatever event telling people what I do or doing an interview. And I was like, hey, I do radio on Out Loud Radio. It's queer culture radio. People are like, oh, that's so cool. It's so awesome. I'd love to do that. I'd love to come on and do radio. And it's fun. It really is fun. And you know what? It is. And now is the time. Get off your butts. Get to the website. Get to the Facebook. Get to the Facebook page. And sign up. Say, hey, I want to help out. I want to produce some content. I want to interview somebody. Or, hey, there's some really cool queer people doing some really cool stuff in my community, and I want to do an interview for them. Can I do that and come on the show and blah, blah, blah? And you know what? I will respond to the email personally. Natalie Marie, I will say, hey, what's up? And come in and help train you and show you how to do this. But definitely, volunteer, come out. It's all free. Do this stuff yourself. Produce the radio yourself. Make it happen and make it all your own. It's community radio. So come out here and be part of your community. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out the show with a song by lesbian singer-songwriter Julie Schur titled Boy in the Girls' Room. And until next time, folks, remember to live free, live proud, and always live your life out loud.
This program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or RadioCab.net.
Linton Feed and Seed of Portland has been supporting rural and urban farmers with leading agricultural products since 1946, and they're taking a break to celebrate the summer with you. Join us on Saturday, July 13th, 2013, for Linton's 9th Annual Community Appreciation Come Have a Good Time on Us event, located at Linton Feed and Seed.